Yesterday, Israel's Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, said the military campaign would continue until Israel had completely wiped out Hamas's ability to fire rockets into Israel. WMNF asked Free Speech Radio News reporter Aya Batraoui yesterday if she thought that was even a possibility.
If Israel's goal is to wipe out Hamas, that's not going to happen by a ground invasion or a military airstrike, because Hamas is not just a bunch of, it's not a well-organized or distinct army of another country, for example. These are people, young boys and men, walking around with guns, fighting for what they believe is their land and their rights. And some of them are Hamas, and they believe in the ideology of Hamas, and others simply are not. There's people living in Gaza who are fighting for their land, and when they're killed, they're called Hamas militants. Now, of course, the last 11 days has completely crippled not only Hamas and the government institutions that were there that were run by them. It has, of course, also crippled their ability and, who knows, possibly their will as well to resist to some extent. But at the end of the day, they are going to have to make peace with the people in Gaza. And the people in Gaza voted in Hamas and overwhelmingly and in a very free and fair election. And so the reality is, when you come at the end of the day and you want to negotiate peace, if Israel negotiates peace with Hamas, it's basically giving them the very kind of credibility that they're trying to take away from them through this war. They are going to be meeting with them if that's the case, if the end result is for peace. So a lot of experts and a lot of the leaders are exactly asking that very question, which is, what is this war going to end up with? Is it going to end up crippling Hamas, or is it going to end up boosting their support? Because throughout protests in the Arab world for the past week and a half, boosted support for Hamas has grown due to sympathy rising among Arab populations for what's happening in Gaza. So is Hamas going to come out of this like Hezbollah, maybe military weekend, but politically, not so much politically, but sympathetically and popular support-wise stronger? That's the question, really. Nobody knows.
We're speaking with Free Speech Radio News. This is Aya Batraoui. He was in Rafah on the border there in Egypt and Gaza. Aya, you are there right now. A lot of controversy with the Egyptian government led by Hosni Mubarak in terms of not allowing Palestinians to cross into Egypt as they did do roughly about 6 to 8 months or so ago. Egypt getting a lot of internal protest against them for apparently not coming out strongly enough against the Israeli incursions. What can you tell us about your reporting there on the ground there in Rafah?
Day Tuesday, the Egyptian Minister of Health visited the Rafah crossing, maybe due to some kind of pressure to finally make a statement or who knows why, but the visit by him essentially was to sort of shed light on the so-called positive efforts that Egypt is doing. They've taken in over 100 Palestinians medically being treated here for free in Egypt in the nearest hospital Al Arish and in Cairo, and they've also, some of the Palestinians that have been able to get through the border into Egypt have been flown to Saudi Arabia and other neighboring Arab countries. But again, the reality is that this very limited number out of over 2,000 or 2,600 injured is really the drop in the bucket. And the problem here in Egypt and the problem the government here is facing is that they did not respond quickly enough, according to the protests and the demonstrations that have taken place in Cairo since. Egypt opened up its border to allow injured to come through, many days after the airstrikes began. And the only thing that's been able to get through the outside are medical supplies. But there's been, dozens and dozens of international doctors, including a busload of 50 Arab doctors, waiting at the border to get in. They said that they were invited and showed letters to journalists from the Palestinian Ministry of Health, asking them, please, need these doctors, specialized in orthopedics and neurosurgery and whatever, to get through to Gaza immediately, we need your help. And they came to the border today, waited, and the Egyptian minister said, look, Egypt's not opposed to the idea of allowing doctors to go through. It's Israel that's not allowing the doctors to go through. So it's kind of a blame game back and forth. And there's been some discussion as well that maybe Hamas, Egypt has also blamed Hamas for not allowing doctors to go through or injured to get out fast enough. So it's a blame game, and Egypt's definitely taking the brunt of the blame from the people here in the Arab world, along with other Arab governments who've been accused of just simply not doing enough.